This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Pittsburgh's premier jazz club, the Crawford Grill, attracted legendary musicians and helped to establish Pittsburgh as a nationally known jazz hotspot. Owner Gus Greeley, a powerful figure in Pittsburgh's African-American community, dominated the entertainment scene in Pittsburgh's Hill District. Greeley, owner of the Pittsburgh Crawford's Negro League baseball team, was known as the King of the Hill when he opened the Crawford Grill in 1931 on the corner of Wiley Avenue and Crawford Street. The block-long grill featured three floors of entertainment, including a revolving stage with a glass-topped bar, and Club Crawford, a VIP area where some of America's most famous musicians mingled and performed. Music lovers flocked to the Crawford Grill to hear performances by jazz greats Billy Eckstein, George Benson, and Mary Lou Williams. By the 1940s, the grill opened additional locations in the Hill District and Pittsburgh's North Side. Although the original Crawford Grill closed in 1952 when Greeley died, the music and memories of Pittsburgh's jazz tradition live on.